Hey, welcome to We Need to Talk with Nick B. I'd like to thank Bracken's Firearms. For all your firearms and shooting needs, give them a call. 719-465-8320. Also like to thank 5280 Creative Company. Contact them for all your custom handmade items, cups, keychains, tote bags, and much, much more. Check them out at 5280creativeco.com. Use code PODCAST and receive 20% off. Also like to thank Kiss My Fist. They have the hardest hitting edibles on the planet. Go to Kiss My Fist, medco.com. Use code PODCAST and receive 20% off. And for everyone listening, please go to your app store and download Epic Strategies Network. Become a patron. It's part of the WESN radio network. Great music, great podcasts. Thank you. Well, hello. This is Friday night. We're going to have Kevin join us here in a few minutes, and we're just going to chat with Kevin and whoever would like to join us on the panel. And I got to get his view on a couple items, and people seem to like his view sometimes. It's a little different. He doesn't hold nothing back. There he is.
How's it going, buddy? Hey, how's it going? All right, we're on. Wow.
I sent Maggie a thing. Hey, Mr. Lou Rock. Did Maggie get her invite?
I don't know. I'm in the parking lot.
Oh, you still at work, huh?
Yeah, I just got off.
Oh, okay. Lou, you're more welcome to join us, buddy. So I seen your car on the internet today, Kevin.
My car?
Yeah, your solar car.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've actually got a pretty neat little body and everything for it now.
Yeah, they're not overpriced.
Well, this company's out of I think this company was out of Germany, and they just
there's one right here in America in California.
I don't know. I had that one.
Apparently, they found someone in the state that can fucking read. Fucking read.
This one is called, I can't say the name, but it's APTERA. Aptera? Aptera?
Yeah, that's the one in California.
Oh, well, they must have a base in England.
That's where the inventor was, I think, from what I understand, the guy who built it. I'd like to hear more about that thing. I'd like to know, you know, what does it do during bad weather? Can it keep?
Well, the only thing I didn't understand is it said that doesn't need charging under most circumstances. What are they whatever that word's called.
Circumstances. Yeah. So I guess if you're stuck in a fucking blizzard for 3 days, you're kind of screwed.
I don't know. I would think if you had 1,000 hours worth of charge, though, what would it matter?
Yeah, I mean, the charge idea sounds good. It sounds a lot better than the retarded battery that you have to plug in somewhere and buy something for your fucking house. That the battery idea is the stupidest idea they all came up with.
Well, I thought you'd like knowing that your solar car's looking more and more probable.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, it's just like the battery car, except for the dumb thing with the battery car is from what it looks like, they half-assed everything and just threw it out there, which is typical of America. We do that a lot. We half-ass it, throw it out because we know a bunch of morons are going to waste $100,000 on it. You know, I love Elon. I'm not impressed with his cars. I'm just not.
Like his pod, though.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's not going to work. I'm really bummed. But that's not to say it can't work in the future once, you know, it's a much better idea. I mean, it'd be nice. There was talk a few years ago before everything went to shit during COVID you know, of extending, you know, the train that comes down out of Denver all the way to the Springs. Maybe we'll see that at some point. It's a pain in the ass to drive up to Denver. The only time I don't really mind driving up to Denver, I'll drive up there for two fucking reasons. A hockey game. And if I'm flying out of Denver to get out. Those are the only two reasons I can think of that I would ever purposely drive to Denver.
Shit, I do it every other week.
Yeah, but you make money out of doing it.
Well, yeah, but I still have to drive it every other week.
But I mean, just to go up there for shits and giggles? Fuck no. It's a pain in the ass. But you couldn't, even if they had a train that ran, you still couldn't take the train. Unless they allowed you to put big, huge cargo containers in there.
I don't know. The toll road makes it pretty fast. I like the new toll road going up to Denver.
That is the most asinine fucking thing I've ever seen.
Why is
they
that?
Really got to stop smoke. They need to start drug testing people more up in Denver. All right.
What's that got to do with the toll road?
Well, I've been on toll roads. I've seen them. I've never seen them connected to the actual fucking road. To be on one whole strip of roads. I don't know how to describe that. I've never seen them actually on the same plane without having a concrete divider between them.
Well, now you have. We don't have a divider going up to Denver.
Yeah, that's just going to lead to a bunch of dumb accidents. Let me bring in piece of evidence number one. Dumbass that drove his motorcycle 120 and made it from Colorado Springs to Denver in 20 minutes. Who got arrested, by the way. Not a real smart idea.
Yeah, did you see that? He's from Texas.
Yeah, he's a genius.
Did you see what they punished him? 14 days in jail, which he already served.
Expended driver's license.
Well, he got 12 points on his Colorado driving privileges. And $1,000 fine.
Yeah, that was just fucking a retarded trip all the way, man.
I mean, you're fucking moving. You're doing 150 miles an hour or more.
Well, I remember when I lived in Evansville, Indiana, drag racing was a big thing down there. But then you could actually, if you were like a car enthusiast and you had a car that, you know, you could actually take any car on there. You could pay like $10 and you could drag your car. You could run your car.
It was a drag strip or something.
Yeah, it was a drag strip, and kids could go out there and speed, you know, and race. And they could race their fucking piece of shit, or they could race a car that maybe they've, you know, put $10,000 in with, you know, nitrous and all that other horse shit. But to do it on an actual road is just fucking insane.
Yeah. Well, I agree. It'd be nice if they had an area for it anyways, and that way ambulance and people would be more protected.
Well, yeah, you know, there'd be some supervision instead of some jackass 18, 20-year-old driving like a freaking maniac, like his ass is on fire, like he's trying to escape Satan or something.
What's going on, Mr. Black Dragon? How are you guys doing?
Good. I was just about to say that when I was a teenager, we used to do that all the time.
I think we all did it somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know if it still happens anymore in my hometown, because I haven't been part of that in a very long time. But I remember there used to be there's this one parking lot down the street that it's basically like a strip mall, and at night, obviously, it's empty. So, but the road that goes across it is like six lanes, so. There would be an ass load of cars in that fucking parking lot every Friday night, and cars racing down that run road. Like every 30 seconds, there was another set of cars racing down the road. And then about an hour, maybe an hour and a half into it, whoop, whoop, oh, time to go. Bye.
So the cops had it planned. Okay, you had some fun. Now it's time to go home.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, Doc, how are you doing? I see you come on. I don't know if he's got his mic hooked up or not. Hey, Black Dragon. How's your world tonight? Yeah, I was telling Kevin before you came on, Greg, that they're finally starting to push this solar car. Have you read much about those?
Solar car. I've heard of water car, but not solar car.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty neat. They just revealed the, I guess, the body shape.
Mm-hmm.
But what's kind of weird, it almost looks like one of those motorcycles. You know, it has the two wheels in the front and the wheel in the back. I think they call them a trike now.
So basically it's very tiny.
Yeah, it looks like it's only a two-seater at the most.
So how do you carry groceries and other loads?
I don't know if you really... I'm sure they've got a little bit of a trunk area, but... they, like I said...
About the size of a Porsche's trunk?
I don't know. he was going to look it up because, like I said, they revealed the body today. But it looks kind of like a, like I said, like one of those motorcycles, but almost, you know, one of those motorcycles with a car body on it instead of a open, you know, open pit or whatever you call it.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been wanting to convert my engine, my car's engine from gasoline to water, but I'm really terrified that I'm just going to go ahead and kill my car trying to do it.
Well, I know they've had water motors before, but how they rotate or work, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, neither could I. That's why I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's
like, I know it's possible, but yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure you're... Like I said, I've heard of them.
Normally, it's electric, and you heat up the water to make the water move.
Yeah, what that guy said.
Yeah, except they don't really use steam so much as just the water temperature to change compression. Unfortunately, I won't be able to talk for a bit because I'm still at work, but I'm listening.
Aptra is the name of the company.
What's it called?
No, the one...
All right. Okay, go ahead.
No, the one that I was talking about was, I don't know if he was referring to a steam engine or not, but not a steam engine, but the one I was referring to is, they killed his ass after he invented it, but he basically, there was this one guy that figured out how to, basically make your engine run on the hydrogen from the water.
Yeah, because Doc was saying it was done off of the heat, the one that he was talking about somehow. Heat.
Yeah, that sounds more like a steam engine.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll Google it and see what's all out there. I'm sure there's been quite a few, and it's just no one put any money into them, so they ain't going to, you know.
Yeah, the story goes that this guy... somewhere, I forget what state, but somewhere in America, guy, he figured out how to basically fill your fuel tank with water, and where the hell he set up, it would separate hydrogen from the water, the engine would run on the hydrogen. And he so far into the development process of this, he was actually invited out to lunch by two German investors. And so he didn't want to go alone because he didn't know who the hell these guys were. So he asked his brother to come with him. So him and his brother go out to lunch with these two German investors. Well, this guy eats his food, and about 10 minutes after he eats his food, he suddenly gets a super, super bad stomach ache. And he's like, I need some air. And he gets up and walks outside and drops dead. And his brother runs out to go check on him. And when his brother turns to go to look at the two German investors, they're gone.
So he was saying it was off of temperature change to what made the compression.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like at least a form of a steam engine. Maybe not a true steam engine, but.
I don't know how you'd get the engine even hot enough to you know, how would you even get it hot in the first place to rotate? I don't know. Maybe have it plugged in somehow. But Kevin don't like these electric cars, but he likes these solar cars. That's why I brought it up. Kevin will be the first one on the IRA to get that.
Well, how, like, is there an actual solar panel attached to the car? I mean, I would assume so, but.
Well, the way it looks to me is the windows somehow, it's kind of like all glass on the top and everything. Somehow that's a solar reflectant or whatever, you know, how
solar panel,
how solar works. So it looks like it's some type of solar windows.
Man, I wonder how much that's going to cost to replace when you piss off your girlfriend and she smashes your window.
Oh, man.
You don't want to do that to me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do that.
Honey, I'd make sure there's no bats around the house. That'd be for sure. How you doing, Chris? Black Dragon, you're on the panel. You got anything going on?
Yeah, man, I'm doing good. Just had good shows this week. Just chilling out, relaxing now for the rest of the night. Not going to stay on the panel too long, but yeah, I'm doing good, man.
Good to hear.
Good here.
Good to hear. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen a couple of your shows. You got everything working and going the right way now, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good. I sure do.
Good.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. I know there's tech issues from time to time being on Podbean, but I've gotten where I'm gotten around that. I'm used to it now.
So when do you still doing your jazz hour?
Oh, yeah. Blues and jazz every Monday night. As far as I know, I still am.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
How many shows you do a week?
It's a total of 5, 2 on Podbean, and then I'll do the other 3 on my website, live stream going in. And Chris, he was there too sometime this week. Look, brother, it's like I said to you, Chris, I got nothing against you. I just don't give my personal phone number out to people I don't know on here, man. I just don't do that because that's very dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to, you know, on the internet or on anything like this, you got to watch it, especially out loud.
Absolutely. I don't mind. I mean, if you really need someone to talk to, Chris, Nick would allow you to talk with him on here.
Oh, yeah, he's been on my show. He's talked a couple times.
If you really having trouble, you feeling down or depressed, he can bring you up and try to do something up to lift your spirit.
So. Oh, yeah, he's, like I said, he's been on a couple times. And I know he goes on... Russ Brown's show quite a bit too.
Right.
If anyone out there is, you know, having trouble and stuff, there's plenty of people on here that will, you know, talk to you and hang out with you and help you through your problems. But we're not going to compromise our personal security.
No.
So we'll help you out, but you know, we got families and stuff.
yeah, got to be careful.
Well, and here's the thing, Chris, and not to be mean to you either, bro, but I'm not exactly Dr. Phil, am I?
You're not?
No. Okay. Now, last time I checked, I don't have any credentials that says I'm Dr. Phil. No, I'm not.
No, there ain't too many of.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want that headache.
I know I wouldn't. No, indeed, man. No,
he
I
makes
wouldn't
good
want that.
Money at it, but that's
he does.
Yeah, all scammers make good money.
Well, of course. Yeah, they do.
So what's the other night? So I know you do Monday nights with your music.
Tuesday night too with Monday, classical and electronic. Monday, Tuesday, then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But those other 3 nights are on my website, like I said.
Right.
No, I mean, you don't have to go, Chris. You didn't do nothing wrong, man. You don't have to go.
Yeah, hey, Chris, yeah. Chill out, man. No, you're good. You're good. You're good. Don't worry, Chris. It's good, man.
It's all good. No, but like we're but see, it's kind of like what we're saying, though. Man, I don't know anybody here that would be I know I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm a radio station professional, so I wouldn't know the first thing how to help somebody like that.
Give him a number, huh?
Yeah, hey, yeah, Chris, don't worry about feeling sorry or anything like that. You don't have to go, nothing like that. You just remember, we're just regular, everyday people like you. So we can help you, you know, as much as we can, but we are very limited.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I know, Lou, you and I look at the same sometimes. I try not to get that stuff on my show because I don't want it, you know, coming back and saying, hey, so-and-so on this show said this.
No. Why do you think, Nick, that I don't do anything like that with my radio station? That's why I try to keep that kind of stuff out of there.
Well, you know, you can always talk to them offline and...
Right.
Yeah. You know, in a private room or something.
Yeah, that exactly, man. Exactly. I get where you're coming from. Absolutely. And I agree with you. Absolutely. Okay.
So what's going on in your part of the world, Craig? You're...
I mean, nothing much. I'm just, enjoying the beautiful Florida weather. It's Friday. Had a long week at work. Right now, I'm just relaxing.
That's like Lou Rock heat down there. Man, he always rubs it in, the good weather.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's like 60-something degrees right now. It was like upper 80s earlier today.
We're going to have snow.
Snow?
Yep.
It's almost May.
I know.
It's Colorado.
Yep.
How high are you?
We're right at the base of Pikes Peak. So we're what, about 7,000?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that explains it. Okay.
Pikes Peak's 14,000. This is
Yeah, I'm at sea level.
This is a picture out of my driveway. It was coming down the mountain about 3 hours ago.
Are we getting snow up in the Springs?
Yeah, I can see it. Yeah.
Supposed to come in and...
It's raining down in Fountain right now.
So that'll turn into snow.
Yay. Well, I guess I'm not working on the fence tomorrow.
No, not unless you have a good heater.
At 7,000 feet, compared to my sea level, you're basically living on top of a mountain at the foot of another mountain.
Yep.
Yeah. What's bad is where Colorado Springs is, we're right there west of the Continental Divide. So, depending on how the clouds are moving through, you'll get one hell of a storm or you'll get nothing.
I think Chris wanted to call in on your show, Nick.
Is he still here?
I don't know, but I see that little comment said a few hours ago, can I call in? Is he still here? I don't know. He was a few moments ago, though.
No, he comes. You know, I like the kid. He's a good kid. I know he needs
some. Oh, I hear you, man.
I hear you. Every time he comes up here, I think everybody's heard his story.
Exactly, and I know I have. I mean, I don't dislike the guy. But, you know, it's like I said, and here's the thing, man. You know, when I'm busy at my time at night, getting in my radio station shows Monday and Tuesday going, I don't have time to open up a call-in line for all this other stuff. If I wasn't busy with everything I had going on in my life, getting my radio station stuff ready, that takes a lot of prep work at night, folks, what I do. Yeah.
No, it's I used to let them on my show, and you know it just wasn't what people want to hear.
No, exactly.
I mean, people want to help other people, but
Resort.
A lot of people come on here to relax and just have fun and
shoot
the BS with everybody and not have to play doctor.
Exactly.
It'd be different if it was a different story every time, but it's the same one.
Yes, I will pray for him, absolutely. I can say good prayers, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, Mr. Igma. ADMF, welcome.
I've seen a Mr. Enigma around Podbean. Yeah, I knew that name sounded familiar.
Oh, yeah, he's on there all the time. Good guy.
I hope so.
ADMS is a good guy.
Oh, yeah.
We're just chit-chatting, guys. If you guys want to join the panel, nothing that we're really discussing or finishing the subject.
Yeah, I knew that, man. Of course, I knew that about the moon. Absolutely.
Did I know the moon rotates clockwise? Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Earth rotates around the right.
just something random. It popped in my head, and I was like, I'm gonna put that in the chat. No, but actually, this past full moon, what was it, like 2 or 3 days ago?
Yeah.
This past Sunday, I never noticed this before. I don't know why I didn't notice this before, but this past Sunday, I noticed that the dragon head was at the bottom right of the moon, and then when it was time for the full moon, the dragon head was right at the top of the full moon. I'm like, wait a minute. What? And I kept watching it, and I'm like, did it rotate clockwise or counterclockwise? And so I kept watching it through the days, and I'm like, oh wow, it's rotating clockwise. Huh. I never noticed that.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I never paid attention.
And then the reason why I say dragon head,
I know it goes east to west.
Yeah.
But I don't know how it
the reason why I say dragon head is because you know how the common theme of what people see on the moon is like the man on the moon, the man's face on the moon.
Yeah.
To be completely honest with you, I didn't see that until I was in my mid-20s. Growing up, I always saw a coiled dragon on the moon. I never ever saw a man's face on the moon. I always saw a coiled dragon. It was weird. I still see it.
I'll have to look at the next full moon for my day. I always see the face.
Like, I actually have to stand there and look at the moon and concentrate to see the face. Because if I just glance at it, I see the dragon.
Oh. I don't know. I'll have to look at it and see if I can see a dragon. If I do, then I have a whole different outlook on the moon, won't I? Kevin?
Romantic moments with myself. What the hell? Lurak, shut your ass up. You goofy motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm just listening.
Sounds like you must be on the by road.
No, I'm on the highway.
Oh.
Well, I'm in the construction. It's not raining.
It sounds like you're driving a street sweeper.
Yeah. What else? I'm going to ask you about something you said this morning, Greg. I forget what it was. You talked this morning about something.
Who, me?
On Ralph's show this morning.
You sure it was me? Because I wasn't on Podbean this morning. This is the first time I've been on Podbean in like a couple of days.
Oh, maybe it was a couple of days ago.
It might have been.
Because I thought you were on, weren't you on Ralph's show this one morning this week? And you were saying you were doing something, and I was going to ask you how that went. I don't remember what the hell we were talking about.
I was on a Ralph show. I don't know if it was this week or not, but yeah. I think one of the last shows I was on was on a Ralph show.
Yeah. Oh, I know it was on Ralph's show, but because he said, "Hey, we're gonna finish that later," and I don't. Anyways, it don't matter. I was just.
Oh, if it's finishing anything later with Ralph, that wasn't me, because I don't know him that well. I just pop into his show every once in a while.
I know you were on his panel and you were talking, and I don't know. Like I said, no big deal. I'm just curious if you finished it, and I don't remember what it was that you were doing. That's okay.
I was probably cooking.
Huh?
I was probably cooking.
You know what? I think it was. You were cooking something. And I was wondering how it came out or if you ever got it done. Yes, it was.
Yeah, whatever it was, it turned out good because everything I've cooked so far has been good. Gone, so. Huh?
Shit, I made some strawberry bread the other day, and man, that shit was good. But I made the strawberries too big. They all kind of settled to the bottom before it baked. I don't know if you like baked breads or not, but banana bread and strawberry bread's great. I was going to ask Kevin, because him and I work for a grocery store here in Colorado Springs.
Uh-huh.
It's part of the Kroger and the Albertson Safeway takeover.
Jeez.
And I guess it's back on the table now. They got 680 stores that they have to sell nationwide before the U.S. government will approve it. And this is like, shit, they sell that many stores, they ain't going to have no competition to Walmart in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, each company has, I don't know, 1,500 each.
But, yeah, I think my town has one Kroger, and it is the most expensive grocery store in town. Like, It is in the rich part of town, and the only people that go there are the rich people. Not even the middle class don't go there. That's how expensive it is.
I know there used to be a Kroger's in Whitestown, Indiana. I don't know how far that's from you. I know it's kind of, what, northeast of Indianapolis? I think it is, Whitestown.
I have no idea.
I know it was big and fancy. I don't know if it's a rich area or not. But yeah, so we always kind of keep up on the takeover because I think our store is one of the stores that's going to be sold. And the last I knew, it was going to be Winn-Dixie's, if you've ever heard of Winn-Dixie.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I'm in the South. They started down here.
Yeah, I remember that. Absolutely, I remember them.
Winn-Dixie?
Of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, they're looking at least buying some of these in Colorado.
I went with those years ago with my grandparents, God rest their souls now. But yeah, I remember it. I remember that.
Huh.
You're doing.
Yeah, when I was a kid, Winn-Dixie was actually one of the affordable grocery stores, but crap, I don't remember how long ago it was. It might have been 20 years ago. I don't know, but Winn-Dixie was starting to go out of business because when Walmart went ahead and went from regular Walmart to the super Walmarts, that's when Winn-Dixie started to die, and they almost disappeared. And one of the things they did to save themselves was they divided their stores into two, and they kept the Winn-Dixies in the really, really nice neighborhoods. They kept them as Winn-Dixies, and they jacked up their prices. Now, the Winn-Dixies in the really, really poor neighborhoods, they put an ugly coat of green paint on the fucking store and then renamed it Harvey's and dropped their prices, as well as the quality of their products.
Hardee's?
Harvey's.
Huh. See, I know when I was out in Indiana, Publix was a big store chain out there.
Oh, man, there's Publix all over the place here.
Yeah, they were. They used to be.
You can't go a mile without seeing a Publix.
Huh?
I said, you can't go a mile without seeing a Publix.
Yeah, I know they used to be the big one there. I don't even know who owns them or if they were just a local thing out there or what. But I know they were big at one time.
Well, they're really big in Florida.
They're big in Florida too, Publix?
Oh, they're huge in Florida. Like I said, like you can't go a mile without seeing the damn Publix. They're all over the damn place. The only place you can't see a Publix is in the poor neighborhoods.
Is it a fancy store or is it?
No, I mean, well, it is, I guess in terms of expense and showiness, it's like one upgrade from Walmart. Well,
Publix is the number one employee. Oh, so they're employee owned company. Huh.
Publix is like the grocery store version of Target.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's basically what it seems like it is. It's the grocery store version of Target. Like Winn-Dixie is the grocery store version of Walmart.
Because I know out here, at least in Colorado, that these, what's it called? Not Dollar General, but it's another dollar store. And they've really gone into food real big.
Well, there's Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree. That is Dollar Tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Family Dollar, Dollar Tree, Dollar General.
Dollar Tree out here has probably more, at least half of its stores are food now. And the other half is, you know, odd and end stuff. And only thing I don't understand is how you can go in there and buy a gallon of milk for $1.25. But you go to the grocery store and they're $3.25. You know,
what's in the milk?
Well, it's, I don't know the names. I mean,
there's a reason why I don't buy food from dollar stores. I mean, I'd be worried to feed a dog that food.
I don't know. They're canned stuff and stuff. I mean, it's an off-brand, just like if you go to Save-A-Lot. But canned foods don't bother me too much. It's when you get into the fresh, you know, like the milks and the eggs and. I mean, you can buy six eggs, a half dozen eggs for $1.25. That's pretty damn cheap. I don't know what prices are there in Florida are, but in Colorado ain't too bad. I agree. I can't buy my meat or nothing from those places yet. But I'm a meat cutter, so that makes it hard for me to, you know, not cut my own meat. But yeah, they're popping up everywhere, those Dollar Trees.
It's kind of weird that they are actually popping up everywhere because those are usually the ones that get robbed all the time.
Oh, I don't know. They may get robbed all the time, but they're still popping them up. They've actually got pretty big, pretty good sized stores now, about the size of a Walgreens. But I don't know if you got Walgreens down there, but. You know, those CVQs or whatever. They got their own little building and everything. Just makes me wonder how these other places can get their food so much cheaper than, you know, a grocery store that orders it by the pallets. But
what was that?
They do.
Yeah, it makes me have three questions. One, is it actually real food? Two, who grew it? And what are their procedures and standards and all that good stuff? And how long has it been sitting in storage?
Well, you know, like I said, the canned stuff don't bother me as much. But, I mean, they got Pepsi and Coke, and they've got all the, you know, different candies. And we got Rainbow Bread here, which they have. And, you know, they've got... You know, that kind of
stuff. Wait, did you just say Rainbow Bread?
Yeah, that's like our number one, I guess, bread company here. I think it's the same as Bimbo. Some areas have Bimbo Bread. And then there's Wonder Bread.
I recognize that one.
Yeah.
You're familiar with Wonders? Yeah. But they're the most expensive.
I'm familiar with it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I haven't bought bread in years.
Oh, really? I don't know. I buy quite a bit of just regular loaf bread. Just I eat a lot of sandwiches. You know, you work all day, and I don't want to come home and do cooking or nothing. So I just ham and cheese and bologna sandwich.
Now that's why on a Saturday or Sunday I'll sit there and I'll cook a big gigantic pot of something and eat that all week, because I don't really like bread, never have, and sandwiches.
Man, a good peanut butter and jelly sandwich once in a while.
I'm with you on that, Craig. That's not really my cup of tea either, man.
I mean, sandwiches are good for, like, you know, the really quick, like, hey, you're in the middle of work and you're really, really busy, so just stuff this in your mouth and go.
Yeah. No, I like a good peanut butter and jelly sandwich, too.
If it's like a lunch pail, from the monster thing, then, yeah, of course, if somebody's busy all day and don't have time or anything, then yeah, I get that. You're right.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, especially if it's a nice, big Philly cheesesteak sandwich with double meat, double cheese.
Yeah, man, I'm with you on that.
Peppers.
Oh, and some shrooms, man. Don't forget the shrooms.
Oh, I'll put mushrooms on anything.
A Subway for me.
My man!
That
a Subway for me?
I cook with a Subway lot of green chili.
Let's see. Subway for me, chip, something good to drink, and I'm good to go. There you go.
So Subway Subway's a sandwich. But it's...
Oh, yeah.
I do like their meatloaf, or not meatloaf, their meatball sandwich.
I always like their teriyaki chicken they had there.
Never tried their teriyaki. I'm not much of a teriyaki
guy. I always loved that. My kind of thing. Always loved it. But yeah, man. Yeah, life's good, you know. The thing is, I hope that Chris, whatever he's trying to find to help his life get better, I hope one day he can find some kind of happiness in his life, because this life is short, folks.
Well, it is. And
you know. Really is.
It is and it isn't.
Correct.
Not just saying him, but a lot of people keep dwelling on the same problem instead
exactly.
of moving on.
That's right.
Now, whether or not he's able to move on, you know,
mentally,
I couldn't.
Right.
I couldn't tell you, but.
No.
I don't. I'm not saying none of you guys are qualified. I know I'm not qualified to tell him how to move on.
No, I'm not either, Nick. No, absolutely not.
And I don't want that responsibility to tell someone, hey, go do this, and they get hurt or
do
something themselves to hurt someone else.
No, and I wouldn't want that to happen at all. No.
So I don't, you know, I've talked to Chris, you know, off, you know, on off of Podbean.
Right.
He has my number. So, I mean, I talk to him not like a lot, but I mean, he's a good kid. He's, but I know he has some mental problems that he has to work out.
Why am I the wrong kind of person really to talk about that, folks? Well, because someone like me, I may seem like I'm, there's nothing wrong with me, right, Nick? But I think I've discussed it with you before that I have bipolar disorder.
Right, right.
So I definitely don't qualify to be no psychiatrist.
What?
Not hell. No. I had a girlfriend that had that.
Uh-uh. So, no.
Well, most of us have our, well, like that, you know, we have our own things we're trying to deal with. And,
that's it.
You know, if we could figure out how to deal with that, then maybe we could help someone else.
Exactly, man. But I'll pray. I'll pray for him, you know. Yeah. I will pray.
Yeah. That's all you can do is hope the best for the, you know, certain individuals. And
that's it.
And that's I know for a fact he's getting help, you know, back to Chris.
Yes.
I know he's getting help, you know, mentally. So,
right, right.
You know what? All I can hope for is that he takes some of that in and is able to use it.
I hope so. I hope so.
Because he actually puts a show on, on Podbean. It's, I've gone to it a couple times. It's, you know. But he does a lot of commercials. He likes to. He used to go by ABC7.
Oh yeah, I remember that name on here. Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, see, this whole time I didn't know who this guy was, but now that you said that, I know exactly who he is.
Yeah, he does a lot of. He likes to play a lot of old commercials, you know, from ABC.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that was like his only station he grew up on or his family let him watch, but he knows a lot of the, if you ask him any trivia about, you know, the ABC shows, he's he's got that stuff down pretty good. It's
Maybe he grew up in a neighborhood where he had to use rabbit ears and they had really bad signal.
I don't know, because, you know, he's a younger person. He's I don't think he's, what, 25, 26 years old? So,
I have no idea, man.
But,
I don't know.
You know, if he, when you can get him onto other subjects, he's actually quite fun to talk to.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, he'll be good. He'll be okay.
So, oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I know he spends a lot of time on a couple of other shows, and they talk to him a lot. Hey, Doc, welcome.
Hey, yeah, sorry, I had to switch on navigation. The MIC tonight forgot to give a DoorDash driver something. So we've been closed for a while. They called and still wanted their item, so I had to take it. And if I open up any app with Podbean open, it kicks me out.
They've got a lot of glitches they have to work out. Or, yeah, if you go onto another app, it will kick you out sometimes. So how was your, you done for the night then, or you're on a delivery?
Uh-oh.
Hey, Musk. Welcome.
Yeah, that guy.
I can't pronounce a lot of these names, man. I don't.
Let's see here. Let me see. Mugesh Kuzan. Hello, Mugesh Kuzan. How you doing? Mugesh Kuzan. How you doing?
Good, you can talk to him.
That's my best guess. Mugesh. No, I'm sorry. Mukesh Kuzan. Mukesh Kuza. You get a ka when you say it.
That takes Mukesh. Some times in this world. I'll just put it to you like that. I'm not going to pretend to know who that is or what they about, but all right, man. I'll eat to y'all, man.
Well, since what the hell is the name of that app? There was another app like Podbean. I can't remember the name of it, but they discontinued their live feeds, and a lot of the people on that app were from Iran, and a lot of them came over to Podbean. So, yeah, you're probably going to see a lot of Persian names.
ADMF says it was Castbox.
Castbox,
that's what it was, Castbox.
Yeah, I was going to say that because I used to – that was before, I believe, before I even checked out Podbean at the time, before I decided to come over here for my radio station. I checked it out over there, and he's right. It is different people of that nature over there that, yeah, I wouldn't be – I'm not surprised if they do show up over here, but – you know, it ain't they not bother me. I'm not bothering them people. So, I mean, it's like, it's all cool, man.
You know, I checked out a new one, but I don't know how new it is, but it's called Stereo. S-T-E-A-R-O, Stereo. And
Stereo.
It's kind of set up kind of like Podbean. You can have six people on your panel. It's live. You know, you make your bubble head and your name or whatever.
Stereo.
But the chat, you can't chat on the bottom. You have to speak into the microphone, and then the host of the show will, you know, release it.
Stereo.
I mean, it's a little.
So no troll spamming, basically.
Well, I guess you.
I mean, if the host of the show has to release your text to be permitted into the chat, I think that would cut out all trolls.
Yeah, it would.
All right.
Huh. I don't know. I don't think. I don't know. You're probably right, but, you know, when you go onto their list of.
No, he's absolutely right. It would cut it out. Think about it, Nick. Yeah. It would cut down on a lot of that, man.
Well, you could control what was released, at least.
Of course.
If somebody called in and started talking crap, then, I mean, yeah, you would have that as long as you allowed it, and then before you cut them off.
I've been thinking about trying a couple on there, you know, just seeing how it goes, but. It's free as far as I can see, you know, where Podbean, you have to pay, you know, to get more than an hour or 2 hours a week or whatever their limit is.
Get a premium account to get that extra time.
But you're allowed up to a 9-hour block on Stereo.
Really?
So if you wanted to play music for 9 hours, you could. Or you could just sit there and chit-chat. And it kind of like the same thing, you know, like when you follow someone here on Podbean, they kind of send you a notice that, you know, so-and-so is going live or, you know, please. And it does the same thing. It'll send you a notice saying that. But one thing I did like about it is they got games within the system. Like trivia game. I forget what it's called, but. You can play trivia games on your panel, and you don't have to come up with the questions. It automatically does it for you. So me and Craig would be a team, and then Black Dragon and Doc would be a team. And kind of like, what's that game with it? They used to.
That's not fair. Black Dragon is a radio host. He knows things.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It wouldn't be fair. Like, whoever has Black Dragon would win by default.
Pretty much. For most of it, depends on what I know, how far back I know stuff, man. I'm a Gen Xer. I know half a lot of stuff from back in the day, man.
Yeah, if you want to test my knowledge, ask me anything from the before the 1700s.
Oh, before the 1700s. So
you
like the
because once you get to the 1700s, it gets boring as shit, and I'm like, eh.
So you like the old history. before the U.S. was really around, huh?
I prefer B.C.
That'd be a good show on its own if you could find some people that, you know, knew the stuff too. You could have a good show on that, or at least an educational show on it.
But I haven't.
Here's the thing, Nick. I don't think that any podcast platform will ever quite be what Podbean has. To me, it won't.
I think Podbean has a good setup for the most part.
It does. I mean, I love it here. That's why I won't leave Podbean. I love this place. I'm here. As long as it's here, I love it here.
Only thing I don't like is why Podbean lets, I guess, trolls. I mean, you should have a name and an account.
Yeah, absolutely. And not just mix jumbled up numbers and stuff. I agree with that. Absolutely.
I mean, I just think it'd be more respectful.
Exactly.
The thing about Podbean that concerns me is all of these so-called religion shows. And I got really bored one day and I took a deep dive into all these religion shows on the live section of Podbean. And my final conclusion is that they're all in one nice large office somewhere in Nigeria. Everyone has their own computer and headset and they're all running a scam.
Hey, Victoria. You snuck in on me. Grace Field, welcome. I've gone to a couple of them. There's one that comes on quite a bit at night.
That's the one I go to, man. The Kilted Christian.
Okay, that's what it is. I actually like his show. He's got a...
It's a little different than the one he's talking about. He's talking about the ones that are like from mega churches, is what they sound like, but they all preach the same exact thing. I stopped in a few of them myself, and it literally sounds like the same person's writing the script for all these guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I know there's a lot of them on here. I mean, at all times of the day.
Oh, yeah, and Podbean is making a buttload of money off them.
Nick, not everybody, they're not all Christians as you think they are. A lot of them are playing mind games with people.
So there's a huge split in Christianity on people who actually practice it and read their damn holy book versus the ones that don't. They just go to church, say their amens, hallelujahs, listen to whatever the preacher says and doesn't double check a single thing he says. That's how you end up with churches like Westboro Baptist.
Absolutely. And for those who don't know what Westboro Baptist was, the late Fred Delta, and the cult leader. I call him the cult leader at the time because he was.
Yeah, I'm not very religious, so I don't keep up with all that stuff.
Well, see, the weird thing about them is that a lot of their points technically were actually correct, but the way they fucking went about it was completely wrong. Absolutely, completely wrong. I was like, yeah, that's not how you do it. No.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you anything about it. Like I said, I go into just the Kilted Christian, and actually quite a few people that are on.
So,
go ahead, Doc. Okay, go ahead, Doc. Greg.
No, I was gonna say, I've been into the Kilted Christian show a couple times, and I don't agree with him on everything, but it does seem like a good show. He's definitely not part of that fraudulent stuff. But it's pretty easy to tell the guys that got the damn script from Nigeria. I mean,
It's all about that mighty dollar at the end.
Oh, yeah. And they're always like, donate. Send me your money. Send me your money. Oh, donate.
Well, I'll tell you this, too. It ain't no different than greedy corporations, Nick, that will nickel and dime you.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. You're very true on that. I mean,
you know, they'll do it.
I've gotten into the habit. You know, I'm a small business owner, so I like to support the small business.
You know, exactly.
From, you know, just someone doing something on the weekend, making a couple bucks, or, you know, trying to make it out there in the world. I feel it's very important to support the small guy, but I know we can't always say, you know, we're going to do it financially, but if, you know, if you're there to help them and listen to them, you know, like your show, to me, right. That helps it. It helps everybody grow.
It does. Absolutely. You know, I'm not on Podbean. Look, I'll just put it to you like this out there, folks. Look, I'm no different than anyone else. Look, man, we all have our problems in life, but also, like Craig, he likes to enjoy being able to chill with folks he feels comfortable with on Podbean. Am I right, Craig? You got people here that you like to chill with.
Yeah.
See? After a long day, ain't nothing wrong with chilling out after a long day. Even Nick, I'm sure, likes to chill out after a long day.
Oh, yeah, I got a group of people I listen to. Know? I think we all do.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know, but there's some people on here that think they're going to really get rich doing a podcast.
But they won't. Well, I got news for them. They think that you don't make very much off of a podcast, man.
Well, if we were Joe Rogan or someone, then
yeah,
you know, you have maybe top that people the on big time.
Yeah, but the see yeah. What I think what people forget about Joe Rogan is that he's not just some random dude that started a podcast. He was already in the system.
Yeah,
he already had a leg up.
Yeah. Now, there are a few podcasts on here that I really enjoy listening to. And I hope that you can listen to. I like Ralph Williams. I know Craig has, but Black Dragon, you ever listen to Ralph Williams?
I may have, I'm not sure. I could have. It's possible.
Yeah, I like his show. He does a good show.
I think I
It's usually, you know, very, I'd say very entertaining.
How you
like those words?
Yeah, let's see, how should I put this delicately? It's very entertaining.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I like Joe Antonio, too. You guys ever listen to Joe Antonio?
Oh, jeez.
No.
Yeah.
I like his show. He doesn't let a lot of people on his panel, but... you know, it's a good show, usually. I think you've been on there a couple times, Craig, haven't you?
Yeah.
The Dragon usually keeps to himself. Only thinks about when he goes to shows he's comfortable being around or when I'm doing my shows, but that's about it, Nick. About all I do on here.
I like Tick Radio, too.
Oh, yeah. Now, of course, I like her shows as well because, like her, we are both... Oh, and of course, radio, you know, radio station professionals, along with my good buddy GGR.
No. You are professionals. You get an ah when you say you're professionals.
You know.
You ever been on there, Craig, on Tick Radio?
No, I've never heard of the person. Yeah.
She has a real good show. She does a chat hour or chat shows here and there, but she's in the middle of doing a lot of interviews right now.
Yeah.
About what?
Just different people, different, you know, careers. And she does a lot of Spanish shows and a lot of English. She does bilingual, whatever that's called. She's always got a good show. Very, very respectful. You know. You've been on there, Doc. Oh, I thought he was going to chime
in. Yeah, I have. I don't know how well you guys can hear me with the background noise.
I can hear you, but not very.
Okay.
Yeah, your voice is clear, but there is a lot of background noise.
Sounds like a hammer or something going on. That's okay. Hey, welcome back, Chris, if you're still here. Eno, welcome. I'm thinking about changing my format on my shows.
So what's that, Nick? What you going to come up with? What you thinking about doing here?
Well, you guys watch UFCW or UFC fights?
I do.
I do not.
Well, I've got a young lady in Denver, Colorado. She's a she just joined UFC, and she wants to, I guess, do like an interview talk show. Not really like.
Yeah, did you ask her about the pickles?
Well, yes. I'll have to show you the text. She's willing to do a show with me, but I just have to set up a time. And she'd like it to continue, you know. But she's also training for her next fight. I think she said in London or England.
London, England. All right, yeah.
But
man.
She's just getting into it. She's 2-0.
Holy crap.
But, I'd like to help her push her name. But she also...
Get her out there, yeah.
But she also makes pickles. She makes does pickles. Spicy pickles.
Ooh!
And I told her, well, we could promote both, you know, her fighting and her pickles. And they would... you know, somehow give away a couple jars here and there.
There you go.
I wonder.
There you go.
I wonder how hers compares to, I forget the brand name, but it's kosher dill hot and spicy pickles. And they're a pain in the ass to find because hardly any grocery stores fucking carry them. But they're a pain in the ass to find, but they're delicious. Holy shit.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me see how I can do this. Give me a second here. I'm going to take a picture of her card. And I'm going
to... I kind of like your idea, Nick, of wanting to do that. I think that'll work out good for you here. Yeah.
Well, like I said, I think if I could somehow not like do a sit down interview and have it just be her and I think it'd be neat to somehow bring up two or three people, you know, on the panel and maybe rotate them. Questions they could ask her, you know, well, how did she, you know, get involved in fighting and, you know, what made her start a pickle company and,
of course,
you know, kind of like I guess it'd be kind of like an interview, but I don't know. Yeah. Here, Craig, this is the name of her company and her name
there
is
you go.
Miranda.
Let's see.
Her name's Miranda. Fowler Pickles. You can look her up. You can Google her. And it tells you about her UFC fighting.
Does she grow her own cucumbers?
I don't. I think she buys those and then she does all the seasoning. But do you need?
Ah, okay.
I mean, I don't.
Well, the only reason why I ask is because it says organic, and if she doesn't grow her own cucumbers, then how does she make sure that they are organic besides them just being called organic? What? I mean, honestly, personally, I don't give a shit, but it's just a question that popped in my head.
So that would be, that, I'll write that question down because that would be what, like one of the questions that I could have someone on a panel hopefully ask, and if they don't, I'll ask her, hey, you know, how can you, but that's what I'd like to start doing, at least like one a week, or maybe even depending on how many mm-hmm. you get people. But I think it would be neat just to do everyday people, not, you know, the governors and the mayors and,
you know. Yeah, I mean, fuck politics, people. Jeez, we need a break from damn politics. Holy shit.
I know I do. I'm sick to death of hearing about it.
But, you know, it'd be good to talk to someone that has a food truck. You know, what made you do a food truck instead of a restaurant, you know? And yeah, it would be more of a local, you know, food company or a food truck. But maybe they could spread light on how it works nationwide or something, you know.
Probably less overhead and less regulation.
Yeah, I don't know. I know Doc works in a pizza chain, you know, a pizza restaurant, but I don't know how you could do a pizza restaurant on a food truck.
Oh, I don't know either. I'm just guessing. That was just my guess.
Oh, I'm totally right. I mean, the overhead, you know, I don't know what a truck would cost to maintain, but I guess.
Hey, the Nightingale.
That's in a building. Doing?
Hello, Nightingale. Yeah, your labor, you'd only have, what, one or two people in your truck, so that would be a hell of a lot less than a whole bunch of waiters and waitresses. And
that's right.
Nightingale, yeah. The mistress of Poe.
But that's what I'm going to start focusing on. You know, I'll still do
I
my
like
regular
that idea,
chit chat,
Nick.
But I'd like yeah. to just have a...
Yeah.
Just like a interview with, you know, people that are out in the world, not just like you said, no politicians.
Exactly, and you know, Nick, it's good to, you know, here's what I've wanted to say for a while, folks. There is no harm in changing your show's formats on Podbean. I mean, we radio people, we have to constantly do that anyway on the fly. I like doing it because it's good to have something fresh after a while. Good to be refreshing. Something new and different.
Well, I may use you as my first one. I'll use you as my sample, my test.
Oh, no. You're the test rat. Oh, no. Hide the test tubes. Hide the forceps. Hide the needles.
Come and talk to Black Dragon, a radio operator.
There you go.
They can pick your brain. Yeah. I don't know.
Nick, I'm happy for you that what you wanting to try out, and yeah, I wish you the best in it.
Well, I think it'd be fun. You know, and if you're not interested in whatever that guest is talking about. You know, there's 100 other podcasts out there.
That's right.
You know, you can always go somewhere else. Right.
Absolutely. If they don't like it here, yeah. Hey,
Nana, I think they're kind of bored about learning how to basket weave.
Basket weave.
I don't know who. You came in at the right time, Doc.
Yeah. It was like an SNL background skit, like basket weave.
Man, I like Podbean. I mean, yeah, there's things on it that can, I mean, it can be improved. But I like the platform, I'm like with Nick. We don't like the glitches.
Well, the thing, I think the biggest thing that people need to remember about Podbean is do not for one instance in your mind consider the people of Podbean, and I'm talking about the company, not the people on Podbean, but the company itself. Do not ever consider them honest.
No.
Because if they were, all of these so-called church shows would have been gone.
Well, I don't know. If they
and no, I'm not. And no, I'm not talking about like Kilted Christian or stuff like that. I'm talking about the like blatant fraudulent, like give me all your money and you know blah 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 blah. And
then I know the tricksters, Greg. I know the tricksters. I know the con men. And you know, you and I, we can see the writing on the wall. We know because see, I know, brother. I do. Yeah,
I think if you. I think if you enjoy someone's show and it, even if they are out to get your money and you won't give it to them, I guess that's your fault. That's your choice. It's your money. I don't know. That don't bother me. At least me. I mean, if people want to listen to their show and know it's a.
I don't give them money. I don't give them my money. So do I feel bad? No. I feel bad for people that are stupid in doing it. Yeah, but I'm not doing it.
See, I don't feel bad for those people because they, you know, they keep doing it. So,
I think the thing that drives me nuts about people like that is, yes, I mean, if someone is fooled by them and, you know, they willingly give them their money and stuff, and that's on them. But there are so many, like, grandmothers who have given their entire, like, Social Security checks to these people. And they legitimately think that they are doing a good thing to a good person and are receiving great information and all this other stuff. And they're completely fooled. And it drives me nuts.
I agree. Tricking a senior is wrong, or, you know, tricking someone that isn't quite all there, that's wrong.
But it is wrong.
I think their family should have stepped in too. Well, you know, someone has to be watching their finances.
It is wrong, you know, man, because they don't deserve to be treated like that. They really don't.
Because a lot of people say, you know, I give to certain organizations and people say, oh, you can't trust them. And it's like, well, I do, you know, I give to Goodwill quite a bit.
You know, well, let me put it like this. You can trust most people, you just can't trust all people. I'll just say that.
Well, I'm sure every corporation or, you know, foundation has their, I guess, so-called bad people, but.
Mm-hmm. There's good, too. There's good, but there's the bad. You know, I'm with Nick on that.
I think, you know, for a normal thinking person, if you want to just throw your money away to something that you enjoy and you want to believe it, I guess more power to you.
I guess so.
Let me know.
I don't know. I just
address and my, you know, they can send me a check too, you know.
There you go.
Honestly, my first instinct is to just go up to Mama and be like, Mama, I understand that you really like this guy and you think he's giving you really good information. But from now on, if you want really good information from him, you might want to pull the 2x4 out of his head first.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And well said, he's right. Yeah.
I think if you're, you know, if you can prove to Mama that this is a host or a hot, you know, whatever you want to call it, you should do that. You should, you know, step in. I don't know. I guess everybody has their own opinion on how to you know, what's
the
hope?
I don't know. I think the thing that pisses me off to no end is people that fuck with other people and scam other people. And then the thing that turns me to that edge is when they use God to do it. And I'm just like, okay, you know what? Mother, come here. Come here. We got to have a talk. Come on.
Hi, Dana.
I tell you what gets my blood boiling is those easy scammers that'll make up all kinds of mumbo jumbo, and like Craig saying, people will be gullible to buy the mumbo jumbo.
That's because nobody ever studies.
No, they don't. And if they did, they would know something. But apparently, most of them don't. But go figure.
Like, I mean, for example, my boss at work, we're both Christian. We both go to church. We both read the Bible, all that good stuff. But to be completely honest with you, he doesn't know a damn thing. Okay?
Yeah.
And I keep trying to tell him, you have to read your Bible. You have to read it.
Yes.
Trust me, it helps you. Read the book. And he's like, but I can't read. I fall asleep. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, then get an audiobook. Do something. You have to read it. You have to.
Yes, you do.
And he just refuses to read it. I'm like, I just want to smack you right now.
Yeah, man. You got to read it. You absolutely
that's like
right.
That's like joining the army and then not wanting to pick up a gun.
Yeah. Dana, how are you doing?
Private Doss did that.
Did I say hello before?
Yes, I do know that one. Yes, I thought somebody would say that.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
How's it going,
man?
Out there?
I'm gonna be heading off too, man.
Pretty good. I've been making my plans to come home.
Yeah, you still planning on coming home?
Yeah, I'll be home soon.
I'm gonna go ahead and head on down for the night there, Nick. It's getting late for the dragon over here. So.
Hey, thanks for joining us, Black Dragon.
All right, you're welcome, man. Anytime, man.
Damn it.
So, how's your weightlifting going? Are you still working out every day?
Yeah, pretty much. I work out a lot. I've been working more than working out. But yeah, I still work out nearly every day.
Good for you. You feeling a lot better? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I'm trying to get back in at Safeway. But wait, I got to call Katie tomorrow.
Oh, in the deli?
Yeah, or somewhere. It doesn't really matter. I just need to get in. Money flowing. As soon as I get there.
Why don't you call Val?
Do you have his number?
Yeah, I'll text it, or I'll text it to you later.
Okay.
Because then that way you can
Thank
call
you,
him.
Yeah.
And maybe he could, because I know he's looking for, you know, someone that used to do like Alyssa's job. You know, kind of stuff.
Oh, I don't.
And doing the.
I don't care as long as I get in. I'll take it.
Okay, I'll give you, I'll text you his number.
Okay, thank you.
Because you ought to be able to transfer back.
Yeah, I should be able to. I haven't been gone a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been gone a year, so I should be getting the same pay.
Well, good. When are you, when's your time? When are you looking at doing all this?
I plan on being home in the next few weeks.
Really? That soon?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. I mean, I hope it is. I mean, I hope that's what you want to do.
I hope everything works out. I mean, it got pushed. I was supposed to be home. The original date was next weekend. I was going to be home. But it got pushed back because my car, at first, it was my CV axle had a slit in it, so they had to be replaced. And then my fuel intake was leaking, so I had fuel leaking into my oil. That got fixed. And then now I got to finally fix the brake booster that's been broken for the past couple of years. It's about to finally break, so I'm on the verge of losing my brakes.
Are you going to drive at home?
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to
No, I'm not going to drive my car home. I'm going to tow it home.
Same way you went out there?
Yeah.
Good for you.
I'm glad you're not driving it, because did you say you had a crack in your axle?
No, that got fixed in my boot. It was my CB boot. I was leaking fluid everywhere. That was busted for a while. I was driving it like that for a minute before I realized it was busted. And then I took it in, and then I had him do an inspection to see if I could drive it to Colorado. I already knew about the brake booster. That went out before I even left Subaru. And it's been slowly going out. So I knew the brake booster was going to be needing done. But they found my fuel intake, that was leaking. So I was leaking fuel into my oil line, which really, I mean, it could have been bad because it was diluting my oil, of course, but
right,
it got fixed.
All right, you know what?
It fixed like all my issues, like my idling, everything. My engine is super clean and now it's lubed up just how it's supposed to be, and it drives just right. I'm not blowing carbon anymore.
Good.
Good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we need to gather around. Whoever is the best internet person, set up a GoFundMe. We need to get this woman a new car.
Yeah, we'll work on that when she gets home.
A split axle? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, she.
Holy shit!
She's from Colorado Springs, and she's coming back.
I mean, all the other problems, yes, but a split fucking axle?
Well, no, it was a CV.
Damn!
It was the boot. It wasn't the axle. It was a CV boot.
You know that rubber boot that goes over your hub and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still, wait, that's... It was just a boot?
Yeah, just the CV boot was cracked.
Just a boot.
God, jeez.
Yeah.
The axle was broke a couple years before that.
Oh, shit. Oh, damn.
That's when I almost flipped and on I-85, 87, and I got stuck at the railroad track.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it'd be time to get a new car when you get home. Well, hell, you get it all fixed. Nah.
Well, it drives brand new now. Yeah, shit, it's fine. It's honestly, after the brake booster, and then there's something else on my front end that needs fixed. After those two, realistically, I can drive my car home. I just don't want to put the miles on my car.
Yeah, shit, don't do that.
Hey, you know what? You know what you could do, if you choose to, is don't worry about like a brand new one. With all the work that you've done to it, you could probably take it up to a used car lot and get a car.
Yeah, that's never going to happen.
10 years younger.
That's never going to happen, but thanks for the thought.
Is it that beat up?
No, it's sentimental. It's not going to fucking go anywhere.
Oh, okay. 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 I understand now. Okay.
Well, I'm glad you're coming home.
Me too. I can't wait.
Is Grandma going to drive you out here? With you?
No.
You gonna drive yourself?
Yeah, me and somebody else.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. As long as you got someone that will be with you.
Yeah, if I'm by myself, I'll be cool too.
Well, yeah, but that's a long drive by yourself.
Not really. I've done it a lot.
Have you?
Yeah, I've done the drive so many times.
You're young. You can handle it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that bad. It's shorter going down than it is coming up because the hour changes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you'll gain an hour. Actually, you'll gain 2 hours, won't you?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just let me know when you get back. Like I said, I'll text you that number. That way you can...
Thank you. Oh, yeah, everybody will know when I get back. I'll stop by. I'll be like, hello.
Yeah. No one may recognize you, though.
I don't know. Oh, no.
Lady. She's...
I look the same. Just maybe dense. Yeah.
Last time I seen some of your pictures, I mean, you're looking good. You look healthy.
Oh, thanks.
You look good.
It's hard for me to tell because, I mean, I look at myself every day, but everybody else back home, like Tristan and Paul, they're like, God, yeah, you look different. I was like,
Well, you really, had your like, yeah. picture and your after picture what, last
Oh, week. Yeah. I mean, that was crazy.
Just in your face alone, you look healthy, and that's good.
Thanks. Thank you.
Very good.
I'm proud.
But, I just hope you stay that way. Keep
you have to find gym here. You
better keep going.
Hell yeah. Well, I'm going to be going to the gym, of course. It's non-optional.
Good.
Keeps me right. I'm still mean, though. Like, I gotta be nice.
That's okay. I like you mean.
Yeah, I'm pretty mean. Like, everybody at work's kind of learned.
Why are you so mean?
People are so fucking rude. I'm like, oh, hell no. Nah.
That's our customers.
Yeah. See, that's what's different, though, up here. It's like the old people in like the stores and the gym, they're fucking rude. The old people back home are like pretty cool. But I can't tell you how much beef I got with the fucking old ladies at this gym. It's every morning. Some old bitch has got something to say and I got something to say back.
Now, what are you calling old, though?
Like, old?
Come on, give me an age.
Like, 70s.
Oh, you just
60s.
Okay. I'll let you slide.
That's way too. Not you.
I was waiting for you to say
55. She jumped over the retirement bridge.
Come on.
You know, some of them know. Some of them ladies piss me the fuck off.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't even know if I told you about me yelling at somebody at the gym. But to be fair, why are you touching people in their face, man?
Touching
he touched
bodies.
Me in my face.
Whoa,
and I was like,
what?
Yeah. I was like, I went off. I was so pissed. I was in my zone, first off, doing my thing. And I don't like to be touched. Everybody already knows that. Like, I just don't like to be touched. Don't do it. And anyways, he just caught me off guard, but he just leaned over and decided he wanted to just bump my glasses, just casually do that. Like, it was cool. And I was pissed. I looked at him. I was like, I don't know who the fuck you think you are, but don't you ever fucking touch me again. And he like stepped back and everything. And everybody looked at me and I was like, oh,
a younger guy or young, old?
I don't know. I think he might have been older than me. Like a couple years older than me.
He was trying to see how far he could get, huh?
Not that fucking far. Don't fucking touch me.
Get a gun.
Why would you touch me in my face of all places? Like, are you fucking dumb?
That sounds like he is.
Yeah. I was like, and now he just gives me dirty looks. I'm like, be mad. Be fucking mad. I don't care. I don't care.
The whole using your finger to adjust her glasses thing, that's something you do with someone you know.
Hell,
someone that you're friends with.
And it wasn't even to, like, adjust my glasses. It was you just touched the lens of my glasses because you think it was funny when that shit wasn't funny. You don't know me like that.
Wait,
well, you don't know me at all, actually.
Wait, some random guy just reached out and touched the lens of your glasses?
Yeah, and that's why I was like, who the fuck do you think you are?
What the fuck?
It was some weird shit. I was like, I don't know. I was like,
yeah,
me trying to get somebody's attention in the gym, I don't even, like, no. I'm like, who the fuck?
I was gonna say, what the fuck?
Yeah, so he got yelled at. Yeah, exactly. Like, people that do know me, they know better than that shit. Come on.
I'll slap you around here.
A stranger?
That's different.
You don't even know me?
Well, you don't know me? I mean, this is like double layered. For one thing, you don't know this woman. So why would you even think of even touching her anywhere in the first place? Now, the second layer is, why in the fuck would you poke the lens of her glasses? What? Why? What's the point? I don't get it.
He probably definitely did it in, like, it wasn't in, like, rude manner, you know? I definitely saw his intent. Just, Not me. I'm not the one. I'm like, just don't touch me. And we're fine. He probably was trying to get my attention, trying to show me something, but even trying to get my attention, somebody's attention in the gym, I've never, like, touched them. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, exactly.
Can you hold this for me, or I don't know.
Yeah, but, like, and even then, like, I've never even touched somebody if they got their headphones in. I'll just wave my hand near their sight, and they'll see me. Like, you don't even have to touch them. They'll see you. So I was just like, he leaned over a whole, the equipment and everything to do it. It was just like the intent of it was just kind of weird. So, you know, maybe definitely didn't get like rude intent off it, but he definitely learned not to do it again. Yeah, maybe not to anybody actually, because I definitely yelled at him pretty good. I had my headphones in, so I was probably louder than I thought. I was pissed. I was pretty fucking mad that day.
You should stand up for yourself.
I'm sitting here trying to think of a legitimate reason of possibly why you would poke the lens of someone's eyeglasses. And I can't think of one.
Just, you know, I think some people out there just think they can. Maybe he thought he was God's gift to women and wanted to, you know.
I don't know. I think maybe just people, the culture out here is a little different. Like, it's a small town. So, like, people are definitely, like, more friendly and more, you know, hey, how's your mom doing? Like, everybody seems to know somebody.
Right.
But everybody's starting to, like, recognize me. And, like, I'm the girl from Colorado, but my family's also kind of known in the town. So, like, some people know me by my last name. Some people know me just from, like, the girl being in Colorado. And the people that know me from the girl from being from Colorado, I'm not nice. Like, they probably see me. I've yelled at somebody at work because she thought it was cool to dip out before the end of the, like, shit still had to be done. And she's like, all right, good night. And I was like, who the fuck do you think you are? Get your ass over here and do some work. Like, I wouldn't let her leave. And she got mad. I don't know, just like shit like that. It's just stupid little shit that I be.
So
we
got I just don't let this.
I just don't let that stupid shit slide. Like people do, and I don't.
She reminds me of like maybe, like Crazy's little sister, or Crazy's younger sister.
Crazy.
Yeah, dang, what the hell is the name she uses on this platform?
Oh, Mayor Crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, she
seems like she could be her, like, younger sister.
Yeah. Yeah, she ain't gonna take no shit from no one. She'll let you know. Yeah, that's her. She's almost, yeah, now you mention that, she's almost exactly like her. Maybe that's why I like Mayor Crazy too, because you ain't gonna run all over.
I feel like it's gotten worse. Like, I like to think, I don't know. I feel like I've gotten meaner, but part of me likes to think that like I just simply just don't be putting up with shit anymore. Like I don't know. The past few months,
you're learning who you are. And you're learning what you.
I just don't have
to. You shouldn't have to put up with someone.
Patience else. For people. Yeah, even with customers, like I just like don't be asking me stupid questions. I do believe that there is such a thing as a stupid question, and if you don't believe that, then you don't like you got to work in a grocery store. I swear to God, there are stupid fucking questions, and I will look at you and I will walk the fuck away.
If you don't believe it, you're probably the person who asks stupid questions.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Jesus, people drive me nuts, and I'm like, oh my God. Did you really just ask me that?
Please, examples. I have to hear examples, please.
Examples.
It's like when a 50-year-old lady comes up to you and asks you how to cook a roast.
Oh, you know, I got an example for you. I worked the deli counter. This one happened the other fucking night, and I just didn't say a damn fucking word. He came up to the counter, and he was like, hey, I would like half a pound of Eckenridge ham off the bone. I'm like, okay. I grab Eckenridge ham off the bone. And I walk to the slicer. As I am pulling it out the bag, is that Eckenridge ham off the bone? I don't say a damn fucking thing. And I just start slicing. Do you like that cut? Yes or no? Yeah. I need a half pound. Do you like that cut? Yes or no? Yeah. Okay. Thanks. I didn't ask all that other shit. I asked if you liked the cut. Yes or fucking no. And yes, of course, I grabbed the ham you fucking asked for. Why are you stupid? No, I grabbed turkey. I got you turkey, sir. Because you asked for
a ham, huh?
A ham now, off the bone. I got you turkey instead.
Now, honestly, I completely understand your point and I agree with you, but I do see his point because there are a lot of fucking retards out there that will fuck the simplest fucking thing up.
True.
Well, you're right.
That's fair. I understand, like, if I was new and they knew that, but it's a small town and these people have seen me here for the past 8 months and it's the same people I see on a consistent basis, they fucking know better.
Yeah, small town, yeah.
They fucking know better. It's like training customers. You can train customers, by the way. I don't know if you can do that, but you can. It's a thing. It really is. I don't know if you know.
Oh, we do it all the time.
You can sit there.
You buy that one on Tuesday, and then buy that one on Thursday.
Yeah. It's hard. It's not like that. It's like getting them to say. I don't know how to explain it. I learned it back when I worked at Carlos Jr. It was my manager. He taught us how to train the customers into just answering faster, and it worked. Yeah. You had to change your phrase on how you talk to them first, and then it would just naturally line up, and it would just go into natural order over time. It's a process.
Yeah, it's kind of like instead of going, "Hey, how are you today? What would you like to eat?" You go, "What's your order? Okay.
Okay." Exactly. And I'm straight to the point. So that, like, I got customers coming in that, because I'll be like, "Hi, what can I do for you?" Boom, 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 boom. And then now I have customers coming in right off the bat. "Hi, boom, 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 boom." And then this and this and this. And then they'll go do their thing and they'll have their whole order ready by the time they come back.
Let's see. You sure you want to come back? Because that ain't going to happen here.
Just walk up to the counter and go, "Ugh. Food."
That's basically what they say.
It's the quickest way.
We got too much military.
Or I love when they point at something. They're like, "I want that." Okay, what is that?
That irks the hell out of me.
What are you, like, free?
Yeah, me too.
"I want that. I want that."
Yeah. I was like, it doesn't look the same on my side as it does as your side. You're going to have to read the tag. Or it's different at Meijer. They got sales tags that cover the normal tag, but the sale tag says what the normal tag says, okay? Except it's red. And so it'll be covered in red and it changes. And so I don't know. I never remember. So they'll ask me, "What's on sale?" Anything with a red tag. "Well, I don't know what it says because I can't read behind the tag." Well, it says it on the tag that's red. It also has words on it.
You know what that says what it is. Now is these shoppers, Uber shoppers and stuff. They bring their little phone up to you. "Do you have this?"
Wow. Yeah.
Say? And they get mad at me because I make them read what it is.
Yeah. Right there, me too.
You know, right there where the sign says it is. You know, come on.
People. Yeah, I'll be doing that too. Like when people ask for some, like, avocados when I'm working in produce, I'll look up to the ceiling. I'm like, let's look at the signs together. Like, I will talk to them like that. I'm like, let's look at the signs.
That one says they're the ones being paid to go shopping for
that
someone.
Says avocados.
They want me to do their shopping for them. No.
Yeah, no. You get paid to do it. Do it yourself. That's your job.
Know the store. They're in there. You know, 4 or 5
hours. Yeah, you would think.
For people, they ought to know where everything is.
Honestly, they should know it better than us because they shop the whole store. We just do our section.
Well, yeah, that's true. Oh yeah.
So,
you know, where's the donuts? Well, this is the meat department.
They should have it
over there.
Yeah. Oh my God! Yeah. Or they kind of, I have people come up to me asking all the time for bakery stuff. And I'm like, I don't know. Do you see any donuts in my case next to the ham? Because I don't.
Oh, no. I know.
Yeah, well. Like, people really just don't use their head. Like, that's really ridiculous. And that's when I have a good, I'm pretty good until, like, I don't like the people. I'm not a people person. Because I can only do so many stupid questions before I'm just irritated for the rest of the fucking shift. And I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck do you want now? Another stupid question?
You can always have those. We're always going to have those people.
That's so annoying.
Or the ones that...
That's one thing I can't get over.
You know, the ones that get me too is the ones that will go over to the deli. They get their ham off the bone sliced. And then they walk over to the meat department and go to the Oscar Mayer and throw your ham on in my case.
Oh, yeah. I love finding it later. And I'm like, oh, what a waste.
And then people cry because their prices are going up. It ain't so much of the theft.
Yeah. Because the shit we have You're wasting our time. Yeah.
And all they have to do is
I have this old lady.
You know, I don't want you to return this and we could return it.
We have this old lady who just comes in and makes you like pull out every ham just to look at the bottom, just to waste your fucking time. Because every single time, whatever she gets, she ends up throwing wherever in the store later. She never buys it. She just wastes your time. To be a pain in the ass.
Or they see the price and they're embarrassed, like the king crab.
Oh, yeah.
Did you just say $50 a pound?
Yeah. It's expensive.
$50 a pound?
Yeah.
It's on the cheap end.
Holy shit. Exactly.
You don't see water around us. So it's pretty expensive in Colorado.
Fuck!
What's crab leg down there in Florida cost?
Crab leg roses can be okay, right?
I don't know, like $2 a pound?
Well, yeah, because they're right on shore. You know, that makes sense.
A horny old donkey who bewitched a man with her sex tricks. They called me a welfare less.
$50 a pound? Holy fuck!
What can I do?
That's like eating gold.
I can't confront them. I need their help with the baby, but I can't afford anywhere else. Okay, you're going to be okay coming here.
Boy, but I did want to come and say hello because I've been missing the podcast. I work a lot and so I'm tired. I'm not up late much anymore. I go to bed early.
Give me 1 second. I'm putting my dog out and I didn't.
There.
Did you hear me?
Have you?
Yeah.
Yes. Have you ever tried to go to bed at 7 o'clock at night and you're laying there and you don't fall asleep until fucking 11?
Okay. Every time I do something, the damn dog wants to go out. That's okay. You still there, Dana?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did want to say, me too. I've been missing it because I sleep a lot. But
well, when you get back here, then you'll have a different time schedule, and then we can do more podcasting with us.
Definitely, because it'll probably be more during the day. Because
Kevin was on earlier, but he had to go. His mom lives with him, so he had some things he had to take care of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because when I get home, the nights will be rough. I'll be with Tristan and Paul, so.
Oh, okay.
I probably won't be doing podcasts at night anymore.
Oh, you can do a little here and there, right?
Maybe. Yeah. We'll see. I think we'll see how everything pans out. I don't even know what my work schedule is going to be. Everything's about to change again.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. We can always just jump on whenever you got a few minutes and we'll do one.
True.
The other day I was going to have you start doing a segment on your weightlifting.
Oh, yeah. I could start talking about what I worked on that day.
Huh?
I could start talking about what I worked on that day.
Well, no, but you could do that, but I thought it'd be neat that you could, you know, maybe talk to people on how to start or how to, you know, how to get into it and not give up and, you know.
I don't know. I feel like you have to have something. I don't know. If you were an addict and you want to get sober, join the gym.
That's right. That helped you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So you could, you know, but I don't know. I don't know. I'll figure it out. You know, maybe you could get a certain machine and explain how it helps you, and as far as what it helps and what it does, and you know.
Sure. I mean, my mind to muscle connection has been getting better. Like, I've been able to, like, sit there and pick out a certain muscle. I can flex.
Oh, yeah.
I can flex my titties. I can do that before. Yeah, I learned how to do that.
Boom, 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 boom.
Maybe we'll get you in that UFC.
Oh, hell.
That'd be cool.
Huh?
I said that'll be fun. I still want to do stuff like that, but I haven't done it out here, and I don't plan to because I got other priorities and goals until in the meantime. But that is something that I've been wanting to do for a long time.
See, I got a young lady up in Denver that she wants to do a couple podcasts with us, and she's a beginner in UFC. She just signed her contract with UFC. She's 2-0. She's in the lightweight.
See, yeah.
She's probably about the same size as you.
Hell yeah.
Maybe.
See, I want to do stuff like that because I'm like, shit, like, that's fun. I don't know. Me and my sisters were playing on like that. Kayla and them, they just got their black belts. And me and Kayla be fucking around all the time. And I hit her the other day. I got her pretty good. I wasn't even hitting her that hard.
Did she pop you back?
No.
She did. I would have slapped you back, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, she definitely. I mean, we fuck around all the time.
That's good. Does she still go to the gym with you quite a bit?
Oh, yeah. Every day. Nearly every day.
You ought to have her move out here with you.
I've been trying. She doesn't want to leave home. I get it, though. That's why I want to go back home. It's because, well, I miss my home.
Yeah, that's. I think we all do it. I've tried moving a couple times from Colorado, and I always move back.
Yeah. Well, I knew I'd end up back, but, and then there's also the bullshit with my house down there I gotta deal with, so.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Take care of that, and if you feel like it, you can always leave again, right?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm ready to fix my shit that I had done caused over the last few years, because I was on a good, steady right path before I went down a bad path. And so now I gotta fix all that when I get home. I put everything on a halt in order to get home. So when I get home, I gotta continue repairing all the damage I've done.
You can do it. I know you can do it. You can fix it.
It's gonna be a lot of work for like the next 6 months.
That's okay. You can do it.
Yeah.
You got people behind you that will support you. They ain't going to do it for you. Exactly. They'll support you.
No, I don't want nobody to do it for me either. I got to do it myself. I fucked it up myself.
You'll be able to do it. I got faith. You can do it.
Shit. I've done a lot of work of fixing since I've been here, so.
Yeah.
It's only up from here.
That's right. That's the way to look at it. It's only up. That's good for you. Well, guys, I'm going to end the show. We got like 30 seconds left here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you guys all joined us. Doc, I know we didn't hear much from you tonight, but I'm glad you were able to come in. Craig, thank you, sir.
Yes, yes.
The only thing I was going to tell you guys, if you get a minute, download WESN radio. And Dana, if you get a chance, download that, and I'll get you a coupon for Kiss My Fist, $30 free.
Okay, you're going to be okay coming here every day and having them talk.
You there, Dana?
Yes.
You know what Kiss My Fist is, right?
Yeah, sure do.
Well, download WESN radio. It's on the Apple Store or whatever you buy your downloads on.
And okay.
Yeah.
Let me know when you do it, and then I'll send you a coupon for or a code to get $30 free from Kiss My Fist.
Okay. Thank you.
Same with you, Craig. I don't know. Do you eat edibles?
Send me the app name, too, please.
Okay. Yeah, it's WESN Radio. Or I'll get it for you and send it to you.
Okay. All right. I hope you guys have a good night.
Craig, you got WESN Radio, right?
No.
Do you do edibles?
When I can.
Well, I was going to say, if you download that WESN, you know, Ralph's radio station, I'll send you a coupon for $30, or I'll give you a code, and you can get $30 worth of free edibles from Kiss My Fist.
Kiss My Fist, huh?
Kiss My Fist Med Company.
I'm going to have to look into that.
Are you on Discord?
Who?
You.
Me? Yeah. No.
I'm trying to figure out how I can see.
No, Podbean is the only social media I have.
Here, I'll put it in the... If you got a pen, just write it down. Yes.
Yeah, Kiss My Fist. That's kind of hard to forget. I mean, that's pretty unique. Kiss My Fist.
Yeah, it's Kiss My Fist.
All right, gents.
Medco.com.
Every time I hear it, I always think of Kiss My Ass, but it's not. Almost. It's not Kiss My Ass. It's Kiss My Fist.
But yeah, check them out, and like I said, I'll send you $30 free.
Hey, is Dana single?
Nope, she's not single.
Damn it!
No.
Oh well.
Yeah. If she was, I'd shrink my age.
Hell, she'd probably fucking beat the shit out of me anyways.
Well, she can now. Shit, I wouldn't even mess with her now. She's got into that weightlifting. She's really, really improved. She's doing damn good.
Yeah, you don't really build very big muscles working on helicopters.
No, a little harder.
No, not really. No.
Hey, man, thanks for joining us all tonight. I'm going to cut it off, and we'll see you next couple mornings.
Yes. All right, see you guys later.
Thanks, man.
Hey, welcome to We Need to Talk with Nick B. I'd like to thank Bracken's Firearms. For all your firearms and shooting needs, give them a call. 719-465-8320. Also like to thank 5280 Creative Company. Contact them for all your custom handmade items, cups, keychains, tote bags, and much, much more. Check them out at 5280creativeco.com. Use code PODCAST and receive 20% off. Also like to thank Kiss My Fist. They have the hardest hitting edibles on the planet. Go to Kiss My Fist, medco.com. Use code podcast and receive 20% off.
And for everyone listening, please go to your app store and download Epic Strategies Network. Become a patron. It's part of the WESN radio network. Great music, great podcasts. Thank you.